Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Sam Elmhurst. Dr. Andrew Tullett has a project researching village signs, and his article about North Norfolk Village, Melton Constable, tells the story behind the village sign, which reveals an unexpectedly rich railway history.
The railways arrived and subsequently departed from many Norfolk villages. Perhaps nowhere was the impact more consequential than at Melton Constable. Its population increased from 118 residents in 1881 to 1,157 by 1911. The Midland and Great Northern Railway arrived in 1882, and the village was effectively built to support the railway. It is therefore no surprise that a locomotive adorns Melton Constable's sign. The Lord of the Manor, Lord Hastings, was keen to capitalise on the coming of the railways, and he donated 11 acres of land to the project. The crest on the top of the village sign is not that of the railway company, but is associated with Lord Hastings and his Astley ancestors. Construction work began on May 10, 1881, to build a station and a major railway engineering works. At a junction between four lines, arriving from Cromer in the north, Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft from the east, Norwich from the south and King's Lynn from the west, Melton Constable was in a strategically important position. It became a gateway to the Midlands for many Norfolk towns and villages. The station platform ran for 800 feet and a special waiting room was built for Lord Hastings and his associates. The railway works, which opened in 1883, became the centre of operations for the network. Locomotives were built and repaired here, with components being made on site. And in the sidings, goods trains were shunted and new combinations of carriages made up before their onward journeys. Houses were built locally to attract workers to the area. These houses were tied to jobs on the railway, so that when workers left the railway, they also had to give up their homes. Melton Street was the first area to be built in 1882. The terraced houses were supplied with running water and gas from the railway gasworks, and the rent and the charges for these services was taken direct from the workers' wages. A school was built in 1896, paid for by Lord Hastings and the railway company, and it closed in 1984. The village pub, the Hastings Arms, was built by Lord Hastings in 1883, and that closed in 1996. The demise of Melton Constable's association with the railway began in 1934, when the railway works was closed. Between 1959 and 1964, British Railways reduced passenger and freight services and closed the lines. The last passenger train arrived at Melton Constable from Sheringham at 11:04 p.m. on April 4, 1964. In April 1971, demolition of the station began. Two of the spandrels that previously supported the station roof now frame the front of the bus shelter near the village sign, and the site of the railway works became an industrial estate. Unfortunately, none of the locomotives built at Melton Constable has survived. On the village sign, under the name Melton Constable, appears the name of the ancient parish of Bar Parva. St Mary's, the former parish church, has been a ruin for many generations. And when the population of Melton Constable boomed with the coming of the railway, a new church was required. In 1903, a temporary corrugated iron structure was built in the churchyard of St Mary's. A competition to design a permanent replacement was organised, but none of the entries were ever built. Variously known as the Tin Church and Melton Church, the temporary tin tabernacle of New St Mary's is still used today, and drawings of the church that never was adorn its walls. Gravestones in the churchyard record the lives of those who worked on the railway.